Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mateship, resilience, kakayahang bumangon mula sa unos o kalamidad. Iyan ang isa sa mga dalang mensahe ng Australia na ginunita din sa Metro Manila sa pamamagitan ng isang reception na inihanda ng Australian Embassy sa isang hotel sa Makati City kahapon at dinaluhan ng 900 panauhin. Ayon kay Elodie Journay, Senior Trade and Investment Counselor ng Australian Embassy sa Manila, ang mateship o resilience ay katangiang parehong taglay ng mga Australiano at Pilipino. At nakita ito sa pagharap ng mga Australiano sa naranasang bushfires at ng mga Pilipino sa pagputok ng Bulkang Taal. Para kay Journay, ang tibay ng diplomatic relations ng Australia at Pilipinas ay reflection o salamin ng katangiang ito.
When you talk about, you know, mateship or resilience, these are really characteristics that you can relate to Filipinos as well. So we feel like we're kind of, you know, bonded from a spirit perspective between the Filipinos and Australian. We've obviously had our, you know, diplomatic relationship established back in 1946 here in the Philippines. So our relationship has been, you know, on for so long, but it's really continued to grow from year to year and from strength to strength.
Katunayan, kabilang sa mga ginawa sa pagdiriwang ng Australia Day ay ang paglikom ng mga donasyon para sa mga naapektuhan ng bushfires sa Australia at ng pag-aalboruto ng Bulkang Taal. May mga Pilipino din namanong nagbibigay ng tulong pinansyal para sa mga nasaktan at nawala ng tahanan sa bushfires.
There's an alumni community that is here to help to raise donations tonight, both donations for the bushfires in Australia, but also for Taal as well. So at the end of the night, we'll be splitting the donations between the Philippines and Australia. We've been really blessed that we've had so many Filipinos, you know, coming to us, whether it's government or whether it's individuals, to offer their support to Australia.
Sa kabila ng kalamidad, sinabi ni Journay na nananatili pa rin isang magandang bansa para bisitahin ang Australia. Pwede daw itong maging paraan ng pagtulong sa Australia sa panahong ito.
And what we've said is really in terms of how they can best help us in Australia is continue to come and visit us in Australia, because when you look at the bushfires, there's still such a huge part of Australia that is not affected. And so we say to people, please come and visit, you know, continue to come and visit Australia.
At marami pa rin namanong paraan ng ugnayan ng Australia at Pilipinas, mula sa kalakalan gaya ng sa pagkain hanggang sa people-to-people links.
We've got a product showcase as well, which is really about displaying the wide array of products that we have that are already available here in the Philippines, whether it's wine, whether it's cheese, whether it's coffee, we even have ice cream. And really we feel that Filipinos and Filipino consumers are getting more and more, I guess, you know, discerning about what they want to eat. And we feel that that's where, I guess, it's a great match with Australian produce.
Kinilala ni Journay sa pagunita ng Australia Day ang kahalagahan ng ugnayan at pagtutulungan ng mga mamamayan ng Australia at Pilipinas. Ayon kay Journay, niyakap ng Australia ang mahigit 300,000 Pilipino na naninirahan sa Australia. Anya, malaking tulong sila sa maraming larangan ng buhay at gawain sa Australia.
The best, you know, asset that the Philippine has is its people, and the contribution that Filipinos make in Australia is outstanding.
Sinabi ni Journay na ang espesyal na ugnayan ng Australia at Pilipinas ay makikita din sa aspeto ng edukasyon. Patunay umano dito ang pagtungo ng mga Pilipino sa Australia para mag-aral sa mga universidad doon.
We're really pleased that now we have a preferred study destination for Filipino students. So we have 20,000 Filipino students that are also studying in Australia at the moment. So that adds on to the people-to-people links, which we feel is so strong, you know, between Australia and the Philippines.
Yan ang tinig ni Elodie Journay, Senior Trade and Investment Counselor ng Australian Embassy sa Manila. Mula sa Pilipinas para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.